My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
I'm Grace Bonney of After the Jump, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Full service.
It's always nice to be greeted with a smile from a Roberta's customer as I introduce the show. What's good? This is Jack Inslee. You're live on HeritageRadioNetwork.org listening to Full Service Radio. We're here every single Thursday night from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for you nationwide and international listeners. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes if you'd like. And if you tune into Full Service Radio, you are sure to hear some of the best cutting-edge sounds in electronic music. Tonight we've got a really special guest who's in town and now in town, I think semi-permanently from Texas. It's Infinite Scroll. You'll have to, it's not spelt how it sounds. So we'll break that down a little bit later, but I don't want to waste any time. I want to get right into the mix and then we'll come back and close the show. It is Infinite Scroll. Feelings in the building. Yeah, we'll tell you more later. I'm getting right into this mix. We'll be back in about 30 minutes or so.
I don't have Sucesso. now. How will you make enough noise when we pull up in the bikini spots? And we come to make them hot girl wine. We are drop tune and then roll the spine. No, everyone throw your hands in the air. Fling your water now, fling your beer. Because the big bad road general will appear. Here, we have a truck on the road. We have a truck on the road. We have a truck on the road. You better link me 4 o'clock on the road.
Full service.
Full Service Radio. Such lovely, 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 lovely sounds. Right now you're listening to the tail end of the Infinite Scroll set, and you may recognize the song if you're a faithful listener from the Boy Slash Friend episode. We debuted it then. And here it is again in all its glory. And I was just told that it was very hard to make this not sound pretty, but I think it still sounds pretty. It's still very pretty. And dark and tropical. Again, you've just been listening to Infinite Scroll. Thank you, homie. That was a nice tropical set.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it. So why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners? Who is Infinite Scroll?
Well, Infinite Scroll is a project I've had for like around 3 years now, maybe. And it's kind of designed, as the name sort of entails, to be able to just go off and do whatever I want, sort of. Infinite Scroll is kind of like in reference to the, like any news feed, you just scroll forever. It's like the lack of pagination or whatever. And so basically you just like more and more and more info, just scrolling constantly, like limitless, essentially. So that's what I've done this project. I've made footwork, I've made like club tracks, but like recently it's kind of focused on Latin tropical, like 130 to 140 BPM stuff.
Which is surprising to me. I think what I heard from you probably like a year ago now was not like this. So yeah. This is relatively new, this vibe that you're on?
Well, mentally it's not new, but I think production-wise it's newer because I start off making a lot of ballroom, to be honest with you. Yeah. And a lot of just like kind of more club, Jersey club style music. But yeah, I became obsessed with the concept of like making 130 to 140 BPM like faster, like reggaeton style music. Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm on right now.
What kind of music did you grow up on?
Rap, like hearing, and then in a lot of like, because I'm Peruvian, so in a lot of ways, without knowing, I was exposed to a lot of like salsa, cumbia, merengue, reggaeton, and all that kind of stuff. And it just, that affected me way more than I thought it did, really. Because in the pop scheme of things, I was like, you know, I grew up like every kid listening to like indie rock and like a lot of, I'm from Dallas, so a lot of rap and a lot of things that I like really sought out. But the things that stayed with me without really knowing it was like Latin music.
Interesting. And now you're from Dallas and there's like quite the scene out there and you're part of the Feelings crew, right?
Yeah.
Affiliated somehow.
Yeah, exactly. I've released a lot on Feelings, but I'm the thing that I started myself was Track Meet, which
right.
is the Dallas based theater
and now,
crew.
Track Meet has featured a lot of fucking incredible compilations and tracks. Von Allure, who you may know from the show, has been on one of those. That was an insane compilation.
Yeah,
with the Von track. What's going on in Dallas though? Like, why such a thriving electronic music scene there?
Oh, it's totally. There's not one.
There's not.
No.
So you're the only one doing it.
Well, it was me, Air DJ, and Shook Knight who are in Track Meet, basically just using Dallas as a hub, but pretty much just looking internationally. Yeah, a lot of people have that misconception thinking that, like, oh, man, it looks like Dallas is... And sometimes we'd book cool stuff because we'd save up all our money and do it. But no, man, Dallas is not really that receptive. But there's a lot of just... There's a core of really tight people. Not just us three, like, friends around us who are also, like, producing creative stuff that, like... It's big enough to where it can't fill up a club. It's not going to, like,
right.
put money in your pocket, but it's at least going to, like be in the back of your mind while you're creating stuff.
Did you meet these guys in real life?
Yeah. These okay. I've known them forever, yeah.
Right.
And so we just all happened to kind of be on the same page, which is, like, thank God, you know.
Yeah, wow. So. Man, we need that to happen in more cities. But you're in New York now.
I am now, yeah.
Why?
Because I kind of feel like... like for in Dallas, it was hard to get booked. Like I was one of the only people doing things that were taking it to any international level or even national level, and I was not getting booked that much over just like random local people who just DJ at Nordstrom's like once a month, yeah. you know, because no one gave a shit. Like when like I'm dead serious when I say that it's like nobody cared about fostering any kind of scene there. So it got really frustrating, and I realized a lot of the people that that liked my music were here. A lot of the people, like-minded artists, were here. A lot of the bookings I got were here.
Anyway,
there.
Right? Yeah, so.
Came here.
Give it a go. Well, the good news for listeners is that tomorrow night at Tandem, you can catch Infinite Scroll, which will be fun. Have you played at Tandem?
I don't think I have, no.
It's going to be fun. A lot of smoke machine action in the back.
Oh, good.
Nice intimate room. It's going to be nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that'll be Poolboy 92, Infinite Scroll, and the one and only Rectech before he ships off across the country.
I love playing with Ed, with Poolboy. Yeah. He's like such a kindred spirit for me, DJ-wise. Like one of those people that just, I met him through the internet, and I was like, why are we doing the exact same thing? Like, this is insane. Yeah, it was cool. So I'm looking forward to that.
The young genius.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let this show end without asking a food question. We're a food talk radio station. Okay. So you're Peruvian. I want to know, give me like a classic dish you remember from growing up.
And there's a lot. Peruvian food is like the best food ever in the world. I guess my favorite food is gausa, which it started out as like, you know, poor street food, like I guess a lot of cuisine does. And it's basically like lime-infused mashed potato, sort of.
Okay.
In a casserole, so it's like you got that lime-infused mashed potato, then you have like tuna or crab, and then you have a layer of avocado, you have like hard-boiled eggs, homemade mayonnaise that's kind of different from the mayonnaise we were thinking about, and then another layer of like the lime potato, and it's all very citrusy, very seafoody, but it's like, it's amazing. Yeah
that sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm with that. What's up with Track Meet coming? Anything coming soon?
We got a lot of stuff. It's a label now, so we've been releasing comps kind of unofficially for free, but we have a DJ New Jersey Drone EP
really
coming out.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm, 5-track EP, remixes by Merlot and Rabbit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have a...
He's a genius, by the way. Cool. Jersey Drone.
Yeah, he is a genius.
He's a genius.
And I think Merlot and Rabbit are both geniuses, too.
Yeah,
and so this is, it's like, it's going to be, it's like genre bending. There's no genres involved in this EP whatsoever. That's going to come out in October. We have another comp coming out soon, too. We have what started out was a Poolboy single of Poolboy and CZ, turned out into a Poolboy EP that's going to come out, and some forthcoming child model stuff, too, so should be pretty good.
Damn, that's exciting, man. A Jersey Drone EP and a Poolboy EP.
Yeah.
That fucks with it. Where can people find your music? Where can people learn more about Track Meet?
For right now, the best place to find out about Track Meet is trackmeet.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Probably going to migrate to some more like highfalutin thing.
Just make a new highfalutin thing.
Yeah.
Come on.
And just because like somehow Bandcamp is sus, I don't know who decided this. Or we could just do it all via Hulkshare.
Yeah, just do that.
I think that's what we should do.
Definitely.
So maybe catch our Hulkshare coming up soon.
Dope. And spell Infinite Scroll because we're we're on the radio.
Yeah, it's Y-N-F-Y-N-Y-T. And then scroll. And the reason that's spelled like that is because infinite, I wanted it to be infinite, but whenever I was trying to make it a Facebook, it started out as a Facebook profile, like account or whatever. And then it wouldn't let me write infinite. So I had to do the stupid spelling, which is basically the same word minus the E and then all Y's instead of I's. So.
Well, it works. It's got a nice look to it.
Yeah,
I really appreciate you coming on the show, man. And tomorrow night will be really fun. Really, really fun. That's Tandem Bar. It's free. It's Poolboy and Infinite Scroll. And you just heard the connection these two have. So, I mean...
I actually live with him, so it's pretty cool.
Real as fuck. Yeah, and out to Katie, too.
Oh, she's the best DJ I've ever heard in my life. For everyone out there. If you ever hear Katie Captain DJing, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
It's rare.
Yeah, it's insane.
She keeps it rare.
Yeah.
But she is... damn good. No doubt. Well, you have one song you're gonna close the show with.
Yeah, this is a track I made yesterday.
Beautiful.
It's a remix of Club Going In, and like I like it, so hope you guys do too.
Fire. All right, well, you've been listening to Full Service Radio.
I meant to say Club Going Up, but I called it Club Going
Club
Up.
Going
that Mackinnon,
yeah,
Drake song.
It's called Tuesday.
It's called Tuesday?
The Tuesday song. I have no idea. I don't know.
Very much about Tuesday.
It's very much about Tuesday, though. We'll see you guys tomorrow night at Tandem, hopefully. We will see you next week. with a special friend guest next on Gunwash's Cunt Mafia. It's about to get wild in here. So you've been listening to Infinite Scroll on Full Service Radio. See you guys next week.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.